Blog Talk Radio.
Appreciate you listening in today. I'm your host, Curtis Harwell, and today you are reaching the Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show. Fridays now are going to be shows, they're going to be a little bit different kind of show on Fridays now. We're going to have a regular guest, Michelle Brent, IFBB Pro, so we're getting a couple of old pros together, and so on Fridays, we're going to give you unfeathered, no BS, 100% truth, hide nothing as far as it comes, talking about fitness and health and bodybuilding. And our absolutely every show will be unscripted, and we're going to take questions that we have from the listeners, people that have sent in questions, and be honest with the honest with our answers, and it's going to be an unchained, no BS real deal show. So, again, I hope everybody's having a fantastic Friday, and I am talking to you live from Austin, Texas, and you are listening to America's Best and Most Listened to Fitness Show, the Curtis Harwell Show, and we're well over 5 million listens now and growing every show. And again, we try to discuss the topics that's going to, you know, help you and your family and your friends and everybody else to a better and healthier lifestyle. And again, I want to thank everyone who listens to the show and who has made us the most listened to fitness show on the internet. So we really, really appreciate that. If you'd like to participate in the show, by calling in, you can call in at 347-850-8748, or you can reach me at Curtis Harwell on Facebook. You can reach me at Curtis Harwell BB for bodybuilder on Twitter. You can also on Facebook get me at Curtis Harwell Fit and at the Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show. Today, we're not going to have Michelle's going to be with us every Friday. This Friday, she's not able to make it with us, even though this is our inaugural show. But Michelle had a last-minute visit that she had to do to the dentist, I believe. So she's not going to be able to make the show, but hopefully she's out there listening. And we are going to have some great shows with Michelle once she gets on the show, and she'll be here next Friday. So, you know, don't worry, we'll have Michelle. And again, you're stuck with me today. So, today's advertising, we're talking about Michelle's company and Michelle's Magic Morsels. And these are, you know, some of the finest, the best, nutritious protein cookies that you can, you know, find. They're made with that good old-fashioned taste, and they do. They absolutely, you know, taste fantastic. I don't promote too many, or I don't promote anything that I don't believe in, and I got to tell you, these are fantastic cookies. You can actually use these things for meal replacements. So, you know, when you get the chance today, go out and check out IFBB Pro Michelle Brent's website. And the website is michellesmagicmorsels.com. And go over there, check for the great variety and flavors that she has. And if you mention the show, if you mention the Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show, you will get 3 free cookies with your order. So you absolutely can't beat that. So, you know, please head on over and you know, go ahead and do that. Now, today, again, like I said, we're going to have it's an open discussion show, and so I've actually been taking questions and you know, pretty much all, you know, all week from people. And so I think it's going to be a terrific show. We're going to be talking about things that, the honest truth about these things. So let's hit it off. One of my favorite questions all the time has to do about or the difference between natural bodybuilding and, let's say, what's natural bodybuilding and what's not natural bodybuilding. And, that's, to me, that's really not a toughie. But the question that I got in from an individual, and we've gotten several questions, but this particular question that we got in was, can I become an IFBB pro men's bodybuilder, get your pro card, and do it 100% natural? Now, I can tell you that the PC answer to this would be, yes, you can. I'm not going to give you the PC answer to this. I don't care how many supplements you take, okay? And I've been in the sport, I've been in the industry since I was 13 years old. And honestly, there is, I'm going to say virtually, I won't say 100%, but I'm going to say virtually, and a lot of people aren't going to like this answer, but I'm going to say virtually you cannot become an IFBB men's bodybuilding pro, get your pro card, being 100% natural. And that's why we have, you know, the different organizations of natural, and I'm not saying that you can't be a terrific NPC or National Physique Committee competitor all natural. Now, again, you can take buckets of creatine, you can take buckets of glutamine, you can take buckets of BCAAs, you can eat protein till the protein comes out of your ears. You can pretty much do whatever you want to do as far as supplements. And the bottom line is that God has given you so many tools to work with. So you have basically, if you want to look at it as having a tool chest and having your tools in the chest, God has only given you so many tools that you can work with, and there's basically a maximum of where you're going to get. Now, lots of people will, you know, people may dispute this, may or may not dispute this. But I have never seen anyone personally on a competitive level, a heavyweight bodybuilder that is 100% natural, that has never used steroids ever, that has never used growth hormones, someone that has never used PEDs, we're looking at being cut hard of size, just great symmetry, the whole deal, that you're probably going to weigh much more going on stage than, I'm going to say, on the outside of about 220 pounds. You're going to be somewhere cut, ripped, at the body fat percentage that you need to be competitive and to win and get on stage, you're looking at anywhere from, believe it or not, 180 all the way up to maybe 220. And I don't care how tall you are. I don't care how great your genetics are. Now, if again, if you're, you know, 6'5", and you're, you know, if you're 6'5", and, you know, 280, 290, and you're in terrific shape, your body fat level is, you know, walking down the street is 12-15%, you're going to weigh probably more than, you know, than that number that I'm giving you. But for the most part, it's just not going to happen. You just, I don't care what you read in the magazines. I don't care about all this BS about all of these testosterone boosters. I don't care all of this crap about all these growth hormone boosters and all of this crap that you can take to boost all that stuff. If you're going to go natural, you're never going to look like Phil Heath. You're never going to look like Kai Greene. You're not going to look like those guys. You're not going to look like Flex Lewis. You're not going to look like Flex Wheeler. You're not going to look like any of those guys being 100% natural. I know that, you know, is something that you may or may not believe or want to believe, but that's the God's honest truth. It just ain't going to happen. You're not going to put on size. Go back and go to the internet and you look at some pictures of Phil Heath when he played basketball. And just within a few years, he transformed his entire body into what he is today. Do you think that he did that naturally? I'm asking you that question. Do you think that he did it naturally? Okay? Now, of course, very few times do you ever hear, whether on a radio show like mine, or anyone else's radio show, or whatever you see on Twitter or Facebook, or, you know, wherever out in social media, do you ever really hear of anyone admitting to having done steroids, or if they're in competition currently, ever admitting that they do steroids? And you know, and part of that has to do with business. When you have individuals that that are representing supplement companies and they're selling protein powders, glutamine, BCAAs, carnitine, arginine, beta this, beta that, and all the NO2 stuff, well, you have got to be given the impression that all of the stuff that they're taking has made them the athlete that they are and as big as they are. Now, granted, those supplements, and remember, we're saying supplement, a terrific diet. So all of these supplements that they take, and which I take too, they do have benefits to make them better. Just like if you're 100% natural, all of these things will enhance your workouts and your training, your sleep, everything that you do by taking these supplements. They will enhance what you're doing because you're not going to grow if you're not getting the proper nutrition and the things that you have to have. Okay. But saying that, no matter how many supplements you take, you just can't eat. There's just not enough protein in the world for you to eat enough glutamine, BCAAs, and all the other stuff that's going to make you look like Phil Heath if you're doing it naturally. Okay. Now, by saying all this, I'm not advocating or promoting taking steroids. Now, I'm one of the few people that will admit to have taken steroids. I own everything that I have. I don't have any sponsors. My own company sponsors myself. I'm not backing or sponsoring or advocating any supplement companies. So I'm really not beholden to anybody. I'm out of that age now that I'm, you know, secure, and I don't, you know, I can speak the truth. I'm 5'6", and you know, 220 pounds. When I first started out in this sport, I was 113 pounds when I was 13 years old when I started. So, God has given me as much as he could give me through my terrific genetics that I have. And I've enhanced upon that to become the athlete that I am. So if you're on that course and you want to achieve your IFBB pro card, or there's a new organization that is getting ready to start through Lee Thompson, the MPC, or the Inspire group, a new sports group that will be starting up, I believe, in November, I believe, somewhere around the 15th is when it launches, I believe, somewhere in that area. So that league I can't speak of because there really isn't a league yet. But as far as being competitive, and if you're a natural athlete and you think that you're going to get your pro card and be able to do that naturally, not saying that it can't be done, but I don't know of anyone personally over the years, and I've been in the sport a long time, that's ever gone that route. So, you know, and again, this is just my opinion and what I have observed. That's that. Now, when it comes to supplements, another question that I've received for the show is, what supplements, really are worth buying, and what supplements are really not worth buying. And I will tell you, there are so many supplements and so many supplement companies out there. I mean, I don't even have enough fingers, toes, and hairs on my body to count the number of supplement companies that are out there today. As well as I do, you look at Facebook and you look at Twitter and you go on there every day and there's a new damn supplement company. I mean, Jesus Christ, how many different ways can you sell, whey protein, whey isolate? How many different ways can you sell BCAAs and glutamine and, BCA, it's just absolute craziness of what's out there. Just walk in any one of your health food stores today and you just absolutely freaking get lost in there with the crap that they sell. And I will honestly tell you, most of that stuff is crap, and all you're doing is spending your money and pissing it down the toilet, it is so expensive right now to be a fitness athlete, be a bodybuilder in my sport right now. I mean, even myself, I probably spend nearly per month on supplements. I probably spend $300 a month on supplements. Now, I will tell you, the supplements that I use are supplements that I believe that you get a benefit out of. Now, I will tell you, and again, this is my opinion, and you're listening to my show because you want my opinion. Okay, and my opinion is that supplements are supplements. They supplement a great diet. If you have a crappy diet, there ain't enough supplements in this world that's going to make you better, okay? So you have to eat a great diet. Supplements are not going to make you have a great diet because you're not eating veggies, you're not eating low glycemic carbs, you're not eating enough red meat to make sure you're getting the B12 that you need. So my advice to you first is to eat a great diet. Eat a great diet. That's number one. Lots of water, lots of water, lots of water. Pound the water, but pound great food, great food, great food every day. Now, if you do the supplements, and again, I'm not crazy when it comes to supplements, but I think, number one, everyone needs to take a terrific multivitamin. Okay? Now, let me tell you, and you're going to read to the contrary, but I'm telling you that you don't need to take a vitamin that has 10,000% of what you need on a daily basis. You are just paying money to turn your pee orange, okay? Now, I do advocate and recommend taking natural vitamins compared to man-made vitamins, okay? Or synthetic vitamins. When you look under the microscope, chemically, they look the same. But when you take them by mouth, your body will respond to a synthetic vitamin differently than it will a natural vitamin. A natural vitamin is made out of food, okay? It is made out of food. So that's what you need to do, natural vitamins. And you don't need to spend $100 a month on multivitamins. If you're taking all of these vitamins and you go to the bathroom and your piss looks like orange juice, guess what? You're taking too many vitamins, okay? There's two kinds of vitamins that you need to know about. There's water-soluble and there's fat-soluble vitamins. Okay, when you take vitamins that are fat-soluble, A, D, E, and K, fat-soluble, when you take those vitamins, you can actually overdose on those vitamins because the vitamins are stored after your body uses what it needs. It is then stored in your body fat. That's what I mean by fat-soluble, okay? So you need to watch it. A, D, E, and K, all are great vitamins. D, you need lots of it, especially for energy and strength and power. All of those, and E is terrific too. But don't go overboard on these things because you can OD. You can get sick on them. All the other vitamins, the C, the B's, those vitamins like that, those vitamins are all water-soluble. So here you go. When you take a water-soluble vitamin, let's say you take, and I see people doing this and I don't understand it, 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. What the hell you taking 2,000 milligram tablet of vitamin C? And I don't care if it's timed released. I can tell you that if you take a 2,000 milligram of vitamin C tablet, your body is only going to use about 100 to 200 milligrams max. Guess where the rest of the vitamin goes? Down the pisser. And that's where your money goes, right down the pisser. Okay, save your money by take lower amounts several times per day. When you take a water-soluble vitamin, your body will take from that vitamin when you ingest it what it needs right now. And then it doesn't store anything because it's a water-soluble vitamin. So it goes right down the toilet when you take a piss. And again, you're taking all of this stuff that's water-soluble, these thousands and thousands of percents more than what your body needs, and you're overtaxing your kidneys, okay? You need to be taking care of yourself when you're younger, because let me tell you, when you look at older bodybuilders and fitness people, what is one of the number one reasons a lot of them are dying or on their way to it? It is kidney failure. Take care of them things. You only have two of them. Body can run on one, but you only have two. And God ain't going to give you any more. Now, you might get a transplant. And there, I know of bodybuilders today, no names mentioned, that have kidney transplants, which saved their lives. So just make sure you only take what you need. And, you know, you don't have to spend $100 a month of multivitamins. And when you take a multivitamin, one of the best multivitamins that I like, they pay me no money. I don't endorse them or anything else. But one of the terrific little vitamins for the regular person and for most people is a vitamin called Alive. I think it's absolutely fantastic. They have it for different age groups. The quantities of things that are inside of it is terrific, and you can get them for less than $20 a month. And you know what the nice thing is that when you take your multivitamin, you know, take half of it in the morning and take the other half late afternoon. You take it in the morning, then your body uses what it needs, the water-soluble part of that vitamin and the minerals go into the toilet after that, okay? So take your multivitamin, break it in half, eat part in the morning, or have part in the morning and part in the evening. And again, Alive is natural. This is just one. This is one I use myself. And if you feel like that your workouts and that you're some Superman, you know, bodybuilder, and that your body needs multiple amounts of vitamins more than the regular person, take two of them a day. But you don't need any more than that. Save yourself some money. Spend $10, $15, $20 a month. When it comes to protein powder, you don't need to go out and spend $200 a month on protein powders. There is nothing magical about protein powder. There's not a damn thing magical about it. Okay? Whey protein is whey protein. Okay? I will tell you, when I buy my whey protein, I buy the cheapest stuff that is authentic whey protein, good whey protein. I pay as little as possible. I'm going to tell you, my family will tell you I can make a penny screen. And so when I buy my supplements, I'm buying the cheapest thing that I can that works, that is legitimately good. I don't need to go and spend for my BCAAs for a month, my BCAA powder, okay, and I don't need to buy 1:2 to 25 ratio. That's not what you need. You need 1:2 ratio, and anything above that is a waste of your money, okay? So when you buy your BCAAs, buy the least expensive powdered BCAA that they have. That is guaranteed branched-chain amino acids. When you buy your glutamine, same thing, okay? Now, one thing that I will tell you, and this is what I recommend, when you buy your BCAAs and you buy your glutamine, I don't buy them together. And the reason I don't buy them together, because there is no guarantee when you pull that scoop out how much of it is BCAA and how much of it is glutamine. I always recommend buy a separate bottle of glutamine and a separate bottle of BCAA. So supplements that I'm going to recommend to you, glutamine, BCAA, multivitamin BCAA, glutamine, a good NO2 product, a nitric oxide product, the least expensive that you can find. You can take out, you can do a very inexpensive pre-workout and post-workout drink, and because the magic ingredient in most of those things anywhere are caffeine, okay? And, so don't go crazy. Just absolutely don't go crazy on your stuff. And remember, supplements are supplements. They supplement a terrific diet. Well, everybody, I hope you appreciate the show. This is a new format on our shows on Friday, and it's open talk, nothing scripted. I haven't read anything. Everything's come off the cuff. And when we get Michelle back on the show on Friday, it's even going to be better, because Michelle and I will be able to disagree with each other, agree with each other, and have a terrific show. Everyone, you have a great weekend, and we look forward to seeing you next Friday. Love you. Bye.